of Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of honor. Lord, we love you today. Lord, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you, we praise you. We glorify your name, O God, because God, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. And Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify your name, O God, because God, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor, and I exalt your name above every name, because you're God all by yourself. And Lord, I praise you and I glorify you. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that you've given to us, Lord God. And I praise and I magnify your name, Lord. I glorify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you glory. God, you're good. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your long suffering, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us and showing us the way. Thank you. Thank you for sending your angels to bind up the strong man of deception and mind control and witchcraft and rebellion and idol worship in the name of Yeshua. Topple the thrones of the strong men over this area and over this region. Send forth your arrows dipped in your blood into the enemy's camp, and we speak confusion to the camp of the enemy today in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I thank you, Father, for sending forth a refreshing, God. I thank you for sending forth revival in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing kidney cancer being healed. I thank you for those stones, kidney stones being dissolved right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, and I pray for every person that is, I bind the spirit of deep grief and sorrow. Every person that's lost loved ones. God, I pray that you would send your angels to strengthen them, to minister to them, to encourage them in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, I heal those that have been suffering with dementia. The onset of dementia, we bind it and we come against that right now. God, restore, restore, restore in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for releasing financial miracles. Lord, I thank you for putting that family into a beautiful new home. Lord, I thank you for the manifestation of them being put in that home by the end of October. May they move into their new home by the end of October in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, those that are in need of transportation, automobiles, God, I thank you for that being manifested in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that in the name of Yeshua. And God, I bless you and I praise you. Let your glory be revealed, Lord, in a great and a mighty way. God, let the glory of the Lord fill their homes, their cars, wherever they are sitting. May the glory of the Lord fill their homes, their cars, wherever they are listening. May they sense your presence and your power overwhelm them even now in the name of Yeshua. God, those that need to be refreshed, God, as the glory comes in, may they be refreshed. Those that need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, be baptized, be filled even now. May their prayer language be released now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you that as people lift up their hands in praise and worship, that the glory of the Lord will just engulf them, that they won't even be able to stand. And I thank you, Father. And Lord, let your blessing be upon this preaching, teaching today, in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. As always, I am grateful and thankful for the opportunity and the privilege to be on the airwaves. Oh, God is so good. God. is good. Man, God is good. You know what? God is good, saints. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, saints, just get on your knees, pray, open up the Bible and see what the Word says. You know, I add my little 2 cents, 3 cents every now and then, but it's the Word of God that stands. It's the Word of God we're called to live by. We are living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. That's something that he's given me to say. We've been in talking about in Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah and the call of Jeremiah. And we were in Jeremiah chapter 1 last week. So if you got your Bibles, go ahead and turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. And yeah. And recognizing the call and mandate. And this all ties in with our series of temptation and recognizing that there are things that happen in the spiritual realm and manifest in the natural realm. And then God raises up prophets. And you've heard me talk about this, that the prophetic office existed before the church. And therefore, I've heard prominent preachers turn around and say, oh, the prophet, there are no more prophets today, which is no, it's not true. And recognizing that the call and the mandate to amend our ways, we're going to get to that here today. I believe we can, you know, recognizing the fact that God sits on his throne and he looks and he sees what is taking place, what is going on, how the people are living, what are the people involved in. Particularly here in the United States of America, we were founded on Christian principles of our foundations, even what's in the Constitution and all of those things like that. And God has blessed this nation. We became the most powerful nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, because God raised up the United States of America. We live in the best country in the world. We are blessed to be born here. I know a lot of people, the radicals, they, with all of the narratives and things and talking about how much they hate America, they hate the flag, they hate the star, they hate all everything. And I sit back and I look and say, Lord, I thank you that you allow me to be born in the United States of America. Slavery existed. But slavery existed before the United States was created. We've talked about the simplicity and the subtlety of Satan, how, you know, when you listen to the narratives and they talk about slavery and the mistreatment of black people, slavery existed since Genesis. It didn't start when the slaves came over here to the United States of America. If you listen to the narrative, you had to believe that the United States of America created slavery. No. The most persecuted people on this planet have been the Jewish people, God's chosen people, the apple of God's eye. And the anti-Semitism is still going on. The extreme hostile hatred toward Jews, which God hates. We need to recognize that we are in a place right now that the body of believers, we need to come together and we need to pray. And ask God first to forgive us for our rebellion, for our disobedience, for our idol worship. And then we need to ask God not only to heal our land, but to send revival, to release his anointing, to release his power, for God to show up and to destroy the strongholds of the enemy. And what God will do, he will raise up men and women to speak and declare his word in a way, in a measure that people would have to recognize. And we were talking about Jeremiah and dealing with how you look and listen to the narrative when Roe v. Wade was overturned and people were all upset. And you listen to a certain political party. They're doing everything they can to try to get this thing back to where women can continue to kill their children. That should disturb you. And recognizing that Jeremiah, when he got his call in Jeremiah chapter 1, when the Lord brought the word, and you heard me say this, that in order to understand the condition of Israel and how they got to that condition, it was a result of evil kings walking in rebellion and disobedience and leading the people into pagan worship. And then you've heard me say this, that when you vote for political leaders, you have to be careful who you vote for. Because their policies can impact you as a whole.
We're suffering it right now in the United States. These are based upon... God knows exactly what's in the heart of these people. And he knows that many of them have made an agreement with Satan to implement his agenda. And let me say this, saints. Some of you, prophetically, what we see happening and taking place is a part of the end time apostasy that has been prophesied in the Bible. It is also setting the stage for the one world government, setting the stage for the Antichrist to come on the scene once the church is removed. All of these things that they're trying to implement, the climate change, the green, all of this stuff is to get the United States in a position to where it's no longer the superpower, it's no longer leading the way, because we are a nation that was founded on Christian and biblical principles. The United States of America is standing in the way of the implementation of what is taking place. And there's leaders in our government today that are doing these things. They're trying to do this global reset to put us in a position to where we're no longer, that we become one of them. You see, God has set us apart because we've put God first. When you look at the national quote unquote religions of all these different countries, you can look and see we're different. We have freedom of religion. Oh yeah. We can preach Jesus. We can preach Christ. We can preach it, but all of the things and the policies that have been taking place has been to remove Christ, taking prayer out of schools, removing the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses and the buildings and different things like that. These have been all subtle things to try to turn us into a complete and total pagan nation. But there is a remnant of people that are praying and saying, God, we need you to intervene. We need you to move. We need you to show up. This is real talk, saints. So as a believer, we got to say, okay, Lord, what is my role? What is my part? Jeremiah was minding his business. And I'm telling you, when God comes and taps you on the shoulder, you tapped. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and he says, in verse number 5, this is why abortion is wrong. It says, before I formed you in the belly, God said, I knew you. God said, I'm the one that's forming you in the belly. He said, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, you had a call. I had sanctified you. I had set you apart, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God said, I had a plan and purpose for you. You heard me say this on last week's broadcast. Think about all of the babies that have been aborted. Over 63 million babies have been aborted or murdered since Roe v. Wade. How many of those 63 million would have brought something, created something that would have made our lives better? How many doctors and engineers, scientists with cures for all of the different diseases and all the different things were aborted or killed? And we've not seen the manifestation because their life was cut short. They were not allowed to live. And you say, well, what do you mean, Pastor D, Dr. D? It means when you think about all the people who had the opportunity to live, look at all the things that we have. We got airplanes. We got cell phones. We got satellite this. Look at all of our technology. Look at all of the things and how we do farming and all of these things. Why? Because those individuals were allowed an opportunity to live and walk in a purpose where God had ordained for them to be done. Think about that. I dropped some knowledge to, you know, they're trying. Geez. I know you say he's on his soapbox. No, I'm trying to get you to understand. This is what the enemy does. He's deceptive and he's subtle. And he has deceived people into thinking that black people are so oppressed in the United States of America that they can't live, they can't prosper. That's not true. Yes. Is there racism? Yes. Is there suppression? Yes. But we can rise and overcome. This is the one country. You got to work hard. But if you're good at what you do, you're going to be compensated. If you have the money, you can live wherever you want to live. Now, there's folks that might not like it, but if you got the money, you can drive whatever you want to drive. You can eat wherever you want to eat. And if you can afford to live in a certain neighborhood, now they might not like it. There used to be laws and things in place to where black people and Jews could not live, but there has been a change now. If you can afford a Mercedes, you can drive it. If you want a Bentley and you can afford it, you can buy it. If you want to wear a Rolex watch, you can go buy one. If you want to live in Beverly Hills, you can live in Beverly Hills. In this country, you can become successful through hard work. If you believe that you are a victim all the time, this victim mentality, then you will stay in that place. But God has blessed us to be a people that can walk in liberty and freedom. We have to come out of agreement with the false narratives of being a victim, reject Satan's agenda, get in God's word and trust God's word and begin to live for God and put God back on the throne. You see, we've tried to reduce God down to our level. He's God. He's high and lifted up. And he said, Jeremiah, I got a purpose and I call him for you. And this is what you got to do. And Jeremiah said, wait a minute. Well, Jeremiah said, wait a minute, Lord, I'm just a child. I don't even know how to speak. But the Lord said unto him, say not, I am a child. In other words, your youth is no excuse. When God wants to use you, he will use you. God has no respect of persons. When God says, I need you for my service, will you go? Will you go? And he says, but I, Lord, I said to me, I am not a child, for I shall go. And the Lord said unto him, say not, I am a child, for you shall go to all I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. He said, whatever I tell you to say, you say it. Why? He says, be not afraid of their faces. That's the thing I like about being in the studio. I can just look at the wall. I don't have to worry about people's faces. I'm going to tell you, folk can give you some look when you're up there preaching. Woo, man, you look at some of the people, you're like, oh, Lord, let me hush. You want to go sit down somewhere? He said, don't be afraid of their faces. He says, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to, you got to root it out. You got to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. He said, this is the work you got. He said, this is work. And you're going to do this by the words that you speak that I give you to speak to them. And God was dealing with the nation of Israel because they were in a backslidden condition. And when it's bad when you're in a position spiritually that you don't even know that you're backslidden. When you don't spend time in prayer, you don't spend time in word, you don't spend time in praise. You're not really even thinking about God. You might get them, oh, good morning, Lord. How you doing? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you're done. You spend more time in social media than you do spending time in God's word and seeking God's faith. So what, as a result of this, God raised up because the nation of Israel was in idol worship. They were in rebellion. They were walking in disobedience as a result of the evil leaders, the kings, politicians, people that were in power and authority that implemented policies that led them and allowed them the privilege and opportunity to do all of these things, which grieves the heart of Father God. And in Jeremiah chapter 7, we finally got back to it now. Glory to God. And we started out with it a couple of broadcasts ago. We're dealing with Judah's idolatry and immorality. And says, then the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah. I'm in Jeremiah 7, verse 2. And enter into these gates and worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He says, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell. He says, change, make a change. Make a change, make a change. Stop it, stop it. Trust ye not in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Because a lot of people have this false safe security. They think because they belong to a certain denomination, they belong to a certain church, they follow a certain prominent pastor or preacher or teacher, whatever the case might be. And they trust in that instead of trusting in God's word, which has been given to us to read and to study, to renew our minds. He says, for you, if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. And he says, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. He says, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense under Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not? He says, will you do all of this stuff? You see, God has his eye on the leadership and how people live and what they're doing and what they're not doing. God saw all of the abominable things that they were doing, and God just provided a list for them. He said, will you do all of this stuff and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. We're under grace. We can live any kind of way we want to. We can do whatever we want to. God said, you gonna think you're going to do all this and get away with it? Okay. He said, you're going to come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. I told you, God said, I see what you're doing. I see what's happening. I see what's taking place. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all don't like this. But see, this is what we need to recognize and understand. If we are going to receive and have revival in the United States, we got to recognize and speak the truth. Yeah, God, this stuff is happening. We have to acknowledge that if we acknowledge our sins, if we acknowledge our transgressions. And the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse of all unrighteousness. When the Holy Spirit of God has promised that, you know what, you got to let this go. This is holding you up. There is a breach between me and you right now. There are some of you that are listening right now. You still have a root of unforgiveness and bitterness by what somebody did to you and how they treated you. That is how the enemy is able to come in and keep coming in and taking you captive and messing your life up, because there is a root of bitterness that is buried so deep, and you have deceived yourself in this thing and allowed him to deceive you. Oh, no, I'm good. I've forgiven them. No, you have not. It is still there. It is rooted deep, and that thing has to be rooted out of you. And it is, if, as you read the word of God and you're praying and seeking the word of God and saying, you got to say, God, root it out of me. God, if I have any root of unforgiveness, because I'm going to tell you, that will cause the enemy to be able to come and to torment you, take you captive, and lead you down a road that will lead you away from your relationship in Christ. Our ways of thinking and doing things and how we treat people. With saints, we got to get to the place that we lay our hearts on the altar and say, God, search my heart. Lord, if there's anything that is weak, God, remove it. God, I do not want anything between me and you. God, I do not want anything to cause a breach between me and you, because God, I need you in my life. God, you are my all in all. Lord, you love me enough to send your son to die for me on the cross at Calvary. He rose again from the grave the third day. And when he rose, his blood was shed for the remissions of my sins. And God, I want to walk in liberty. God, I want to be free, because your son has set me free by what he did for me on the cross at Calvary. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts be open to hear and receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is Lord, and his return imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as the Bible commanded to do so. Remember, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.